Welcome to today's Let's Talk in Enola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller about the most recent Enola City Council meeting. Enola City Council met in regular session Tuesday due to the Labor Day holiday and things that were on the consent agenda but still pretty important for City of Enola residents had to do with the streetscape stuff. Some of the technical details coming out, so why don't you give us a rundown on what happened there?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Good to see you. Last month, August 17th, I believe it was, during a City Council work session, provided a presentation about the streetscape, where we're at in the process. We're, as you mentioned, we're on the technical side of things, working with our engineers. They're putting together the detail, the nitty-gritty parts of the plan, did survey work, and they're 30% through the design work. And at that point, we had to ask the City Council to, are we still proceeding with the recommendation to convert from one-way to two-way around the square and Howard and Buxton? So as part of that presentation, we also talked about this would also require us to look at the traffic light at the intersection of 2nd Avenue and Buxton. So that's over by the post office. And that traffic signal is one of the more obsolete in the traffic signal network. And so one of the actions that was on the agenda was to apply for a grant that goes through IDOT for assistance in performing this engineering study that has to take place. So there's several outcomes that could come out of the study. It could be determined as obsolete, which means it would be removed. Could be determined that it's needed, at which point then we would have to do some configurations to make it work for both traffic, traffic patterns, two-way traffic patterns. And then there might be other options. So this is, as we over the last couple of years, have a really good history of applying for and obtaining grants to help lessen the cost of their various projects. So this was seeking that assistance. I think it's up to $15,000 for this study. The other items on the consent agenda that are tied to the streetscape, as well as a public safety matter, involve an engagement letter with DA Davidson. They're our financial advisor. And so this action is to work on the bond issuance for the to pay for the streetscape work, to purchase an aerial truck for the fire department, but also then take a look at some of our existing debt to go through the refinancing process to save on the low to capitalize on these lower interest rates. So saving money. We went through this exercise last year. Saved taxpayers about $200,000 in refinancing. So that's with them. And then we also have, we had to have an engagement letter with our bond counsel, Allers and Cooney, so they make sure that everything that we're going through meets the legal requirements of the bond issuance, the refinancing, and all T's and I's are crossed and dotted. The other item that's on was on the consent agenda that the City Council has discussed a couple months now, was the parking regulations on the square. So several months ago with the courthouse construction, we were receiving complaints about contractors parking longer than the 3-hour limitation. Police department got calls, they had to enforce, but it also through that process, the kind of revealed itself as something that needed to be worked on. So we got direction from the City Council to go ahead and work with the square businesses, the chamber, other key stakeholders in this process, met with them a couple times, got their feedback, and really the feedback that we got from those businesses in the square, chamber, and other stakeholders were the 3-hour parking limitation isn't needed. So the recommendation was to eliminate the 3-hour parking restriction. Really no parking restrictions on the square at this point. If it's tied to construction, that's all handled through police and fire, or police and our community development department as part of permitting. Community development will be able to dictate where they have to park. But it also creates a more welcoming environment for those visiting the square. Come, shop, dine, and do that. You have now longer than 3 hours to do that. So that's great for our economy. And the part of the conversation with the council and the chamber and the business owners on the square was, this is the first time we're going through it. Obviously, once the new courthouse is up and running, we got the streetscape implemented, patterns will be different, and we'll have to evaluate the parking restrictions at that point too. So this was a good first exercise to get everybody to work together, identify what are possible solutions, and just we'll probably have to take a look at it in the next 2 or 3 years.
All right, perfect. And as many listeners know, Indianola was recently designated as an Iowa Great Place. That's fun news. It's great news for our community. And there was talk of a pre-application process for the grant. So talk about what the council approved at Tuesday's meeting.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. This is a great community effort. Thank you to our Hometown Pride Committee. They did a lot of work on this, it was really exciting. A lot of things came together at this time, the comprehensive master plan, this application. So it's great to see all these planning efforts dovetail nicely together and help accomplish some of these amazing goals. So the city was notified. We got the Iowa Great Place designation through the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. As part of this, this now presents communities the opportunity to compete for grant funding. So the committee went back and looked at a number of projects that we have underway or are in the planning phases, and they submitted their recommendation to council last night. So you can submit, I think, between 3 and 5 projects. So our committee's submitting 3. Fund a portion of the streetscape, square streetscape project. So that benches, art, historical monuments. Extend the streetscape plan from the square to Simpson. So that was one of the key recommendations coming out of the 2018 square assessment, which was connect these two gems of our community, the campus and the square. Or the third one is add to the extension of the McVeigh Trail from 15th to the Balloon Field, creating a cultural trail. So those were the 3 projects that were recommended. Council endorsed that. There was a very short timeline from the time we got awarded the designation to when it has to be submitted. So the application deadline for the 2020 grant is September 18th. So kudos to our team for quickly getting this together. Obviously, the success of getting the designation, but then putting together this grant application long before the September 18th timeframe is huge. So we appreciate their commitment and work.
Once again, that was City Manager Ryan Waller discussing the most recent City Council meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.